Brandela.
He hasn't come on.
Okay.
Martha.
Yes, and come on.
I don't.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sorry I'm late. Please join me in saying, the Anabakoach. Anabakoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Kati. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Kacharenu Nora Tufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dor Sheikhudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin. Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Reish Tzaditav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatah Tet Kufbet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geah Lamcha Pene Zochre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Bei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyud Ta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy on this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav chesed v'emet, notzer chesed l'alafim, noseyawon wafesha, v'chata'av v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, using a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. And we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudcha b'richu ishkim te bidchilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu le'afta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'sok Torah mitzvah v'yihino amadunai Elohenu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kanenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kanenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Bekucha Kerichu Koma Diaved Le'ela Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Viovada Tikshot Veleid Lach Mila Bialma Ivae Barnash Bedach yaleya mineya ulan haga beya kalana behakulu obada ikshot inun wikola itzterich be alma. The energy of the year 5780 has two aspects, an internal aspect called Shefa, and an external aspect called compensation. By studying one of the verses that connect to this energy, we are able to reveal the Shefa, the internal, and combine it with the external so that our compensation is coming from the goodness of Hashem, which is referred to as Shefa. The verse that we will be studying tonight is Exodus chapter 9, verse 31.
V'ha'apshita v'ha'asora nukata ki ha'asora aviv v'ha'pishta kivol.
The translation of this verse, and the flax and the barley were smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the locust was upon the flax. And the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. That verse is Second Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Witsam ti mako leami le Yisrael untati vishakan ta willo yirgaz od willo yosifu vene avlala anoto va asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence with its root vowel. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te a la me me he shi la la he a ka he ta e za yo a la da la a wa he he a yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me la a wa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la Nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he se se wa, nu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo a wa me, la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he, ta wa ko me nu da, a nu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la, yo la, hey. Da a la, re yo, a shi la, me yo, hey. Wa hey, wa, da nu yo, hey, hey, shi, a me, me. Nu nu a, nu yo ta, me be, hey, pe wa yo. Nu me, me, yo yo la, hey, re, hey, me ta, re. Wa me be yo he he a lu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he a nu a ka me ta he he yo a nu da la he wa he me a yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la wa yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, the ninth, the eighth day of Cheshvan, Rav Rabbeinu Yona ben Abraham of Gurundi. And he is the author of the Share Teshuvah, which is a tremendous book that has been translated into English. Rabbi Menachem Nachum Chachasid, Kaplan Nachumke of Chorodna. Rabbi Yaakov Rosenheim, Rabbi Meir of Norbonne, Hamaili, Rabbi Meshulam Shaltiel, Rabbi Moshe Yosef HaKohen Tawil, we will now connect to the Ma meditation. Malchut, Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yesod, Yu Ahuni Wuyohu, Yu Ahuni Wuyohu, Yu Ahuni Wuyohu, Hod, Yu Ahuni Wuyohu, Yu Ahuni Wuyohu, Yu Ahuni Wuyohu, Netzach, Yi Ahini Wuyohi, Yi Ahini Wuyohi, Yi Ahini Wuyohi, Tiferet, Yo Ahuni Wuyoho, Yo Ahuni Wuyoho, Yo Ahuni Wuyoho, Gevura, Yeah, Niwiyosh. Yeah, Niwiyosh. Yeah, Niwiyosh. Chesed. Yeah, anyway, yohe. Yeah, anyway, yohe. Yeah, anyway, yohe. Bina. Yeah, anyway, yohe. Yeah, anyway, yohe. Yea, Aheni Wayohei. Yea, Aheni Wayohei. Achma. Ya Ahani Wayoha. Ya Ahani Wayoha. Ya Ahani Wayoha. Keter. Ya Ahani Wayoha. Ya Ahani Wayoha. Ya Ahani Wayoha. We'll now connect to the Esser Deep Roads. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha Meretz Mitzrayim mi-bet avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'ase lecha. Esel kol temuna asher b'shamayim mima'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat Washer b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachave lachem v'lo tavdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked avon avot al banim al shileshim v'al ribeim Lashonai Yosef said, La alafim la ohavai, Us shomre mitzvotai lo taisa et shem Hashem. Elohecha shlashav, Ki lo yinaker ha-shem et asher yisa et shemo lashav zachor et yom ha-shabbat v'kadsho sheshet yamim avod v'asiti ha-kol melachtecha v'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat la-shem Elohecha lo tase kom lachata uvincha uvitecha avdecha v'yamadcha uhemdecha v'gercha shebesharecha ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem Et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz, et ha-yam v'et kol asher bam, v'yanach v'yom ha-shvi'i. Al kein be'erach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat, v'yikad she'hu kabed et avicha. V'et imecha leman ya'arichu, Yamecha al ha'adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten lach lo tirtzach Lo tinach lo tiknov Lo ta'ane bereacha Et shaker lo tachmod, beit reecha lo tachmod, eshet reecha v'yavdo v'yamato, v'shoro v'chamoro, v'kol asher l'reecha. We will now say the Shema Yisrael. The two lines together, like covering our eyes, leaning slightly to the left, and saying together, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Connect to the Anim meditation for the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. And we'll now take the elevator known as the Kaddish up to the level of our class tonight. Eid Gadal, Eid Kadash, Shemei Rabbah. And we all say Amen. V'yom Adivra, Kirute, V'yam, Lich, Malkute, B'chayecho, N'v'yom Echo, U'v'chayei, Rikol, Beit Yisrael, Bagala. Uvizman kariv, vid parak vishtabak, vid par, vid romam, vid nase, vid adar, vid tale, vid talal, shemei dekucha, ve'la min kol birkata, v'shirata, v'shvechata, yes, v'nechemata, da'amiran bi'alma, Hey, Shlama Rabba Min Shamaya. V'chaim Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael. V'imru Amen. Ose Shalom Bimromal. V'yase Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael. V'imru Amen. Tonight's class is the Ari writing on the Parasha of Lech Lecha. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 14, the second column from the left. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to Parasha Lech Lecha. And the second link is titled Love of Abraham. And that is actually the second part. We read the first part last week, but not last year. So we're continuing it with this link titled Love of Abraham. And that's where we will begin. And we will say L'shem Yehud again, since we grounded the energy of the first L'shem Yehud when we said the Baruch Shem in the Shema. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Chilu Utchilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhei Bavavhe V'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhinu Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Koranei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Koraneihu. This is the second part, second installment of a series. First is above. If you don't remember it from last year, you can always pick it up another time on your own. We will now explain why the letter He was added to Abraham's name and not to Isaac's and not to Jacob's name. This letter was added to Abraham's name for two reasons. First, Zerah Din originally possessed no intellect, and it is known that its intellect is first clothed in the Netzachot Yesod of Ima, identified with the first He of the name Havaya. Before Ima can transfer intellect to Zerah Din, this intellect must be contracted and dimmed so that it can be vested in Zeron Din. It is thus funneled through the sub-sephirot of Netzachot Yesod of Ima, whose function it is to contract the mentality of Ima in order to transfer it further. Therefore, the name Abraham, here referring to Zeron Din, initially is missing the letter He and possesses only the letters Aleph, Bet, Resh. And the final Mem. This signifies the two sub-sephirot of Yesod, one of Zeron Pin and one of the Nukva. As we have explained, but unable to couple in the face-to-face manner. After its intellect matures, it is received from Ima. The first He of the name Havaya, signifying Ima, is added, as we have explained. Secondly, the seminal drop of coupling derives from the states of chesed that issue from the brain of Dat. Thus, when Zeron Din's intellect matured and it acquired the brain of Dat, it was given these five states of chesed that produced the seminal drop. This is the second mystical significance of the added He. Of the three brains of the intellect, Dat is subjective intellect, or the ability of the mind to apply abstract comprehension to real life and make it relevant. It is thus the focal nexus between intellect and emotion, where intellect translates into emotional response. God is the progenitor of the emotions. Since God is thus the progenitor of the emotions, it contains within it the potentials of these emotions. These potentials are the five states of Chesed and the five states of Gevurah within God, respectively. The forces of attraction and repulsion to an idea as it is applied to reality. Chesed and Gevurah are the primary emotions which give rise to all the others. There are five states of each because there are five emotions of contempt. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, and Chod. Yesod is a coalescence of the five emotions that precede it. As we explained previously, the seminal drop the seminal drop of self-actualization is produced by Zeranpin's love of the Nukva. The appreciation for the rectification of reality accomplished by being fruitful and multiplying one's divine self throughout reality, and the essential role played by the female in this process will bring the individual to appreciate, be attracted to, and love the female. We have thus given two reasons for the addition of the hay to Abraham's name. From this explanation, it will be understood why no additional hay was added to Isaac's or Jacob's name. Since any process is determined by its initial manifestation and the maturation of intellect necessary for coupling, alluded to by the addition of the letter hey, was already alluded to in Abraham's name. It is no longer necessary to allude to it in Isaac's or Jacob's name. As explained previously, Abraham refers to the maturation of Chachma of Zeranpin, Isaac to the maturation of Bina of Zeranpin, and Jacob to the maturation of Dat of Zeranpin. Love or caring is what engenders all other emotions. Furthermore, it is known that Abraham, who personified Chesed, is known as the day that accompanies all other days. The seven midot correspond to the 7 days of creation. In the phrase, God will command his chesed by day, the word used for by day is yomam, which can be translated their day. Chesed is thus seen as the day or the character, the midah, that accompanies all the other days. This means simply that chesed is the fundamental emotion, the basis of all the others. Love or caring is what engenders all other emotions. For if a person does not care about another person or thing, he will have no emotions toward it, either positive or negative. And I am adding, in my opinion, indifference is an emotion that causes other emotions as well. He is the one that transfers the five states of Chesed to the mouth of Ima. Although Dat and Bina are separate brains, the abstract intellect of Ima also possesses latent innate tendencies towards emotional responses. Thus, Dat is referred to in the Zohar as being present in the mouth of Ima, poised to be expressed as emotions through speech. Therefore, the five states of Chesed of Dat are alluded to in his name by the letter He, whose numerical value is five, and not in the names of Isaac and Jacob, since Isaac and Jacob allude to Gibborah and Tiferet, which do not fulfill this role. The name Elohim is considered the female relative to the name Havaya, since it acts as the medium for Havaya's message. We will now explain the name of Sarah, Abraham's wife. She personified the principle of the female, alluded to by the divine name Elohim. The name Elohim is considered the female relative to the name Havaya, since it acts as the medium for Havaya's message. It is known that the numerical value of this name, when it is spelled out with the letter Yud, signifying face-to-face coupling, is 300, corresponding to the shin of the name Sarah. As we have explained previously, the letter He can be spelled in various ways. When it is spelled out He Yud, and this spelling out is used to spell the name Elohim, Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem, we have the Aleph spelled Aleph Lamed Pe, total of 111. Lamed spelled Lamed Mem Dalad is 74. He spelled He Yud is 15. And Yud, Yud Vav Dalad is 20. Mem is 80. And thus the total is 300. The letter Yud here signifies Hakva, and using this letter to spell the He used to spell the name Elohim signifies full female consciousness, allowing full face-to-face coupling with the male. Sarah is spelled Shin Resh He. The numerical value of these three letters are 300, 200, and 5, respectively. The numerical value of the simple progressive spelling of the name Elohim is 200, corresponding to the Resh of Sarah. And Elohim is spelled Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem. Its progressive spelling out of the name is thus Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem. And you can see from the line it totals 200. The five letters that make up the name Elohim are signified by the He of Sarah. Therefore, when the Nukva was fully rectified and made fit for coupling, it was called Sarah, and when it coupled with Zeron Pin, it produced Isaac. We will now once again explain the names Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, for they are all connected. Know that Abraham personifies the attribute of Chesed, which is signified by the divine name El, this being the mystical meaning of the verse, the Chesed of God, and the name of God is El, is all day long, as is known. The fact that the name of God is used in this verse as El indicates the association of this name with Chesed. Now, there are eight names El in the supernal faces of Arishan Kim. All of these are contained within the name Abraham, whose numerical value is 248. The numerical value of these eight names. El is spelled Aleph Lamed, which is 31, and 31 times 8 is 248. Abraham is spelled Aleph Bet Resh He Mem, is as you see, 248. A further explanation. It is known that the first rectification of the 13 rectifications of the beard of Arikan Pin is called El, this being the mystical significance of the verse, God, El, merciful, gracious, etc., and of the verse, who is God like you, a verse from Micha. And these are the two forms of the 13 attributes of mercy. As we have explained in our exposition on the 13 attributes of mercy that we recite in the weekday morning prayers, as we have explained previously, God's 13 attributes of mercy listed in Exodus are identified in Kabbalah with the 13 rectifications of the beard of Arichan Pin. This attribute corresponds to the two upper corners of the beard, the side locks, one to the right and one to the left. Thus, we have so far two names of El. Just as there are five states of Chesed signified by Abraham, there are five states of Givurah signified by Isaac. It is also known that each side lock contains three names of El. The manifestation of this attribute in the three lower worlds that issue from this rectification of the beard, as we have explained in our commentary on the Idra. These are El Shaddai in the world of Bria, El Havaya in the world of Yetzirah, and El Adonai in the world of Asiya. Two of these names are found combined this way in the Bible. El Shaddai is found six times. An example of El Havaya is in Psalms 118, 28. And the third name, El Adonai, does not appear in the Bible, but is construed based on the other two. I got lost, but give me another second. There it is, getting closer. As we have explained previously, God's 13 attributes of mercy listed in Exodus are identified in Kabbalah with the 13 rectifications of the beard of the Arichan Pin. This attribute corresponds to the two upper corners of the beard, the side locks, one to the right and one to the left. Thus, we have so far two names of El. Just as there are five states of Chesed signified by Abraham, there are five states of Givurah signified by Isaac. It is also known that each side lock contains three names of El, the manifestation of this attribute in the three lower worlds that issue from the rectification of the beard, as we have explained in our commentary on the Idra. These are El Shaddai in the world of Bria, El Havaya in the world of Yetzirah, and El Adonai in the world of Asiya. Two of these names are found combined this way in the Bible. El Shaddai is found six times, and an example of El Havaya is in Psalm 118. El Adonai does not appear in the Bible, but is construed based on the other two. There are thus six such names, El, in the two side locks. There are two more names, El, in the seventh rectification, which is the lack of hair on the two cheeks, known as the two holy faces, as we have explained elsewhere. These are the 370 lights that shine from the face of Arichan Pin, corresponding to the two spelled out names El situated there. L is spelled Aleph Lamed. When these two letters are spelled out, we have Aleph, which is Aleph Lamed K, or 111. Lamed is spelled Lamed Mem Dalet, which is 74. And together that makes 185. For the two names L on the two cheeks, we have 2 times 185 is 370. Thus, we have 8 names L, which together equal the numerical value of Abraham. 6 on the 2 sideburns and 2 on the 2 cheeks. In our discussion of the 175 years of Abraham's lifetime in Parashat Chayei Sarah, we will explain this at greater length. The numerical value of the name Isaac in Hebrew Yitzhak is 8 times the name Havaya, which is 26. And Yitzhak is spelled 208, which is 8 times 26. These 8 names Havaya are the 8 states of Givurah of Isaac, each one corresponding to one name Havaya. The explanation of this is as follows. It is known that there are 5 states of Givurah, which are signified by 5 names Havaya, whose combined numerical value is 130. For just as there are 5 states of Chesed signified by Abraham, there are 5 states of Givurah signified by Isaac. We mentioned the 5 states of Givurah within Dot above, being 130. There are another 3 states of Givurah in Yesod, these being the 3 states of Givurah that are sweetened by the 3 exposed states of Chesed that are in Yesod, as we will explain when we discuss the name Joseph. It is known further that Yitzhak may be read the end of the living ones, which refers to Yesod. Yitzhak is spelled Yud Tzadi Chet Kuf, and it permutes to spell Ketz, Kuf Tzadi, and Chai, Chet Yud. The end of the living one. Yesod is called the living one since in the body part to which it corresponds, the male reproductive organ, appears the properties of life, both growth and change. Relative to the other static, inert, or dead limbs of the rest of the body, we thus have 8 states of Givurah, which are 8 names of Havaya, which together equal the numerical value of Isaac. These 8 states are also explained in our exposition of the verse, on the day Isaac was weaned. The 3rd installment of the series is the 2nd arbitrator, which will be learned next year. This is the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow is Wednesday, and there will be a class at 11 a.m. West Coast time. And that class will be on the subject of Jewish history. We teach this class physically in where I'm living here in Atlanta. Then we will have our questions and answers class after our Deep Zohar class. The Deep Zohar is at 4:30 and the questions and answers is at 7 p.m. West Coast time. Thursday morning, we are canceling the Hebrew letters class. I have a regular doctor's appointment. And with my travel situation in Atlanta, with the traffic, I just don't have the time to have the class, and I apologize for that. So on Thursday, we will have two classes, one at 4:30, the Deeper Zohar class, and one at 7 o'clock, which since we are in the Parasha of Lech Lecha, we will continue the Deeper Zohar class structure. Friday morning, there will be a Psalms class. And we have arrived at Psalm 72. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol. I hope you all have a beautiful evening. Shalom. Be well.
Shalom Gadol. Good night.
Good night.